So women believe, oh my God, I'm 30. You know, my hairdresser, when she was at 29, people said to her, oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Your 30th birthday is tomorrow. Like, oh, really? Okay, today I was 29. Now I'm 30, but my eggs just suddenly shriveled up, or 35. Remember that the assisted reproductive technology world makes a freaking fortune. They work by keeping women terrified that they won't be able to have a baby instead of women's power. So then what happens is you realize that this body, we turn over every cell in our body every 7 years, or it takes 7 years for all of them. So you get a new body every 7 years. Mm. Now you can have an entirely new body if you change the script that you're feeding the cells, and your body listens to every word. So don't let your age become a cage. Because what is sex with a woman? It is the man's chance to plug into life force.
Hallo Herz, schön, dass du eingeschaltet hast. Ich bin Nadine Gerhardt und dieser Podcast ist mein absolutes Herzensprojekt, um dich zu inspirieren auf deinem ganz individuellen Weg zu mehr Fülle, Liebe und Lebensfreude. Hallo du Wunder, ich freue mich total, dass du heute eingeschaltet hast und dir diese Folge anhören möchtest. Heute habe ich keine geringere als eine der weltweit führendsten Frauengesundheitsexpertinnen und mehrfache New York Times Bestseller-Autorin Dr. Christiane Northrup zu Gast. Sie ist staatlich geprüfte Gynäkologin für Geburtshilfe und Gynäkologie mit über 25 Jahren Praxiserfahrung. Und diese Frau ist... Wow, 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 wow. Also ich bin sowas von begeistert. So viel klare Worte, so viel Weiblichkeit, so viel Mut. Nicht umsonst wurde sie zu den 100 vertrauenswürdigsten Menschen Amerikas gewählt. Oprah Winfrey hat sie zu den Super Soul 100 gekürt. Menschen, die die Welt verändern. Und mit ihr spreche ich heute darüber, wie sich die weibliche Kraft ausdrückt. Wie kann die weibliche Kraft im weiblichen Körper Heilung finden? Warum haben viele Frauen Angst vor dem Älterwerden? Woher kommt PMS und wie heile ich es? Wir sprechen über die Schönheit der Sexualität, über den weiblichen Menstruationszyklus, darüber, warum du weder über dein Alter sprechen noch nachdenken solltest. Wir sprechen über das Thema Kinderwunsch mit 30 und 40 Jahren aufwärts, und das wird sehr, sehr spannend. Und wir sprechen über das kollektive Gedankenkonstrukt und wie es auf uns Einfluss hat. Und so viel Spannendes mehr. Bitte beachte, dass diese Folge heute in zwei Teile aufgeteilt ist, also den zweiten Teil findest du, wenn du es einfach wahrscheinlich durchlaufen lässt, ich weiß es gar nicht. Ich wünsche dir auf jeden Fall ganz viel Freude mit diesem ganz besonderen Interview heute. I celebrate you because you are one of the few medical professionals who encourage women to find out the root of the disease.
Yes.
And you pass on that every disease contains a message and that the body should not be judged for it.
That's exactly right. And I know that your platform is very much the German new medicine. And I remember when I first read about it, I thought, well, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything in the body is biosymbolic. Mm-hmm. Biosymbolic. So in my own life and in my practice for years, what I would do with women is always see if we could get to the root. Now, here's where people stop dead. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, I didn't cause this. I'm not to blame. And that's an old paradigm. That is the, it's a transactional analysis triangle from the 1970s. Okay, so it's victim, persecutor, rescuer. Victim, persecutor, rescuer. And what I say to people, that's the Bermuda Triangle of health. You will never get out of that. If you stick with that, always running for the victim position or running for the rescue position, mm-hmm. or becoming the abuser, you'll never heal. You'll never heal because healing is not there in that triangle. It is understanding that there is a part of you that is not conscious to your intellect, that's running the show. And usually it's an unhealed little child self. Mm-hmm. Eckhart Tolle would call it the pain body, semi-autonomous part of ourselves that feeds on drama and fear and anger. Mm-hmm. And so our job is to recognize this. And I always do, no matter what has happened to me ever. And I'm talking about all kinds of things that I write about, you know, a big fibroid tumor that big, a breast abscess, mm-hmm. nearly going blind in the left eye. I mean, it's not like I haven't had an opportunity to practice what I preach. Mm-hmm. So everything that happens, including once I didn't want to go to a New Year's Eve party. And I was wondering, you know, my mind was saying, oh, I should, they want me to come, and blah, 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 all that. And I was filling the wood stove, and a piece of wood, literally, I couldn't have done this on purpose if I tried. Piece of wood literally almost leaps out of my hand and breaks the second toe on the left foot. Mm. Just very precise. It's a big piece of wood. So that's, and it's a little toe. And I have a person that I work with, and she said, well, I think she said, one of the sides, I know the left side is the feminine, the mother, and the right side is the masculine and the father. And hands are present life, feet are past life. Anyway, what it was I was trying to please the woman who was having the party, but it was really a little child part of me trying to please something in my mother. And when you go through life that way, you have power. You have the actual power to heal something. Mm. Because you understand that it happened. You need compassion. You need a witness to say this never should have happened. I mean, many things happen to children that are not okay. I mean, let's just talk about one of the crimes against humanity that I carried out personally, and that was infant circumcision. Mm-hmm. With no anesthesia, strap the little boy down on a circumstraint. It's like being, you know, crucified, and then cut off 40,000 nerve endings. I mean, at least they don't do that in your country. The United mm-hmm. States hasn't quite figured that out. Although we're down to just 60% of males instead of 90%, which is mm-hmm. what was going on when I was doing it. So, and to see, and what we believe as doctors, I was told, oh, you know, they don't feel it. Oh, really? Because this very calm little boy was just fine until I started to cut this part of his body. And then the cries were heart-wrenching, the kind of cries where the child can't even get their breath. And then, you know, my doctor colleagues, well, you know, he can't feel it and he won't remember it. But the body remembers all of it.
Yes. Yes. So true, so true. I celebrate you always because your books are amazing. It's a Bible here. Women's body, women's wisdom is a Bible for all women out there, and they should read it. Really, it's and your website with all the informations. I'm so, so thankful for your work, for your being. And yeah, my first question is, how is the feminine power expressed in your eyes?
Oh, the feminine power is the power of receiving. Mm-hmm. If we just look at the anatomy of the female body, mm-hmm. so the vagina receives the seed, the breast receives the child. Mm-hmm. And if you have any pets, they are always in the part of the kitchen right where you're preparing the meal. It's like they need to be right there. And if you have a little kid and you're taking a bath, they're in the bathroom. They just have to be there with this nurturing feminine energy. Mm. So, and this nurturing feminine energy has been exploited and taken advantage of and made to feel less than, but actually it is the feminine energy that has the actual power. So I want to give you an example of that.
Yes, please.
One of my friends said to her husband, if you get that experimental shot that's going around. I will never have sex with you again. And because she didn't want whatever might be transmitted into her precious body. That is power. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay. And when I had my children, I was married at the time to an orthopedic surgeon. And I said, if we ever have a son, you will have to drill through my body mm-hmm. to circumcise him. It will never happen. It's the feminine power, which we need to see. I think we are actually seeing more rising up on the planet, is to say, no, we are here. We are the creators of life. And you don't have to have a baby to be creating life. We do the birthdays and the decoration and the creating beauty and creating comfort. And that ability brings us pleasure. I mean, I love having in my refrigerator the foods that I know my guests will love. It is a source of pleasure, just like with breastfeeding your child is a source of pleasure. However, if you are not replenished, if you don't have time, as in nature, to rest and restore, you are giving from an empty vessel. And way too many women are giving from an empty vessel, because what we have to do as women is we have to say, no, I'm not available for that. And then what happens is people begin to respect your boundaries and they value what you value. Now, one of the things, and I don't know what's going on in your country, but in the United States, we've had for the past generation what we call the hookup culture, mm-hmm. where young people in college go to a party, they drink, they go back to the dorm room and have sex, which they call hooking up. What? So all of the beauty, the spiritual communion that sex is supposed to be, it just becomes like having another beer or eating a donut. Well, what I hear now from the people who are like 15, 17, and so on, mm-hmm. the hookup culture is over. They don't even have any libido. They're all friends. They're like cuddling like puppies. And I really believe that what we're headed for right now on the planet is a generation that doesn't procreate, that doesn't have children. Now, there will always be pockets because nature always finds a way. But if women, so imagine if I were in college at this point and someone, just wanted to have a hookup, I'd say, get out of here. Because what women need to do, and we have sold ourselves out, starting, by the way, with the sexual revolution of the 60s and 70s, and I was a young resident in OBGYN in the 70s, 80s, and I was down at the other end of the table, and I saw the results of free love and the sexual revolution, and women got screwed. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we have bought the narrative that our worth comes from how pleasing we can be to men, when the truth is the opposite. It is the opposite. Men, I'm not talking about narcissists. It's about 1 in 5, by the way. So that's mm-hmm. bad men. They're stuck emotionally at the age of 12, and you can never please them. And they're the ones that want a woman who's 20 years younger. Not those men. Mm-hmm. Good men, 80%, maybe 90, want to please women. And you can tell how much a man loves you by how much he wants to do for you. So we women, Pat Allen is a marriage and family therapist in her 80s out in Orange County, California. And I love Pat's work. And she says, there are more women with penises and more men with vaginas than ever before in human history. And we do know, by the way, that the sperm count has plummeted in the last 60 years. We have a kind of a anti-life culture mm-hmm. where we put up with GMO crops, pesticides, poisoning of the air and the water. It's kind of a war on the feminine.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're the ones who protect life. Mm-hmm. And now, this is interesting. You know, we had the Me Too movement. And I say in both of my revisions of these books, these are the post Me Too versions. These are, and Me Too was a very good movement, but it has been co-opted because now it's, as one of my friends who works with me in Millions Against Medical Mandates, that group, she says, now it's Me Too, but not you. So we're now at this now moment, we're seeing women all over the planet with menstrual problems. And the menstrual cycle is our primary connection with creativity, with the phases of the moon, with the tides and all of that. Well, suddenly, when you see women all over the planet, and including, by the way, case reports of 16-month-old baby girls passing clots, Houston, we have a problem. This is literally, I think, an enormous wake-up call now for women to say, we're not having it. And the first way that you say we're not having it is you say to the men in your life, if you get that experimental biologic weapon injected into you, I will not have sex with you. Because what is sex with a woman? It is the man's chance to plug into life force. And good men actually are more interested in pleasing a woman than they are their own pleasure. So you can always tell a good man he wants to please you. And we women, the ones with the testosterone levels, need to learn how to receive. And I personally learned this lesson very, very well when I learned Argentine tango. Obviously, with COVID, we haven't had any dances in a while. I do hear, by the way, that the tango in Berlin is amazing.
Thanks for the tip. That's good. Good to know.
Yeah. So tango is a dance of masculine and feminine. And of course, you know, two women, two men can do that. That's fine. But the leader is surfing a wave and the feminine follower is the wave, but he's mm-hmm. surfing it to know what it is he must do and how to please her. And it's like a martial art. And that's how we want to live our lives. And I have to say, after all my, you know, medical training and being a warrior out there, when I first met a carpenter, After I went through a divorce, and I didn't know that men wanted to please you because the one I was married to was not in that category. And my role in that is I probably didn't let him. So let me be clear, because I'm not going to run for the victim place here. But when I met men who wanted to please me, like they would get the job done, a tree fell on my roof of the garage. And I'd never had anyone, any carpenter who actually came, got the job done, did it well, and finished the job. And then I began to attract men because I was suddenly, I had a new lens, as it were. I also feng shuied the whole yard and found out that I had a lamppost that was down. The lamppost literally was lying on the ground in the helpful people and travel area of the feng shui bagua of my property. So I put up a new lamppost and then things began to change. Now, in a way, this is like the German new medicine, but as above, so below, mm-hmm. you know, the Hermes Trismegistus. So when you change inside or you change something outside that affects you, then everything changes. It's all symbolic. And it's so fun to live that way instead of, okay, here's what women do. Oh, I'm having hot flashes and I've got vaginal dryness and my sex life is over. And, you know, my best years are behind me, and nothing could be further from the truth. The best years, I mean, okay, the science is this: women in their 60s and 70s are having the best sex of their lives, probably by then, because they have learned to, they've learned to allow somebody to, that's my cat.
How sweet is it? Hello, Katty. You know,
she comes in, I'll show you her. This is Tess. She's a Siberian.
That's a beautiful one. Yeah, wow.
She's lovely, but she's a rascal.
Okay. With a lot of hair.
yeah, but you know, they don't really shed. It's interesting.
No, yeah. Yeah,
it's not like a Persian, you know, or a Himalayan. Whoa, hairball central. Anyhow.
Yes.
Another thing. The cats are feminine, dogs are masculine. And after my divorce, you know, I got two cats from the shelter, and and I thought, oh my goodness, these pets are really, this is very healing. I mean, women really love their pets, and it's, you know, they're very therapeutic. I never knew that. I think my karma was head down, get the degrees from institutions that nobody can refute, right? Like, I think I feel always like I've had lifetimes of being burned at the stake and all of that. And I, you know, I'm sure your viewers can relate. Only now we're rising all over the planet. Oh, and the other thing, women are supporting each other. In generally speaking, like, my female friendships are better than they've ever been. And we're at the time, I'm not sure if this is happening in Germany. I'm certain it is from the news things that I read. We're at the great bifurcation. We're separating the wheat from the chaff. Mm-hmm. So we're finding our true soul tribe. And this would be the people who are drawn to German New Medicine. I remember when my colleague, Dr. Kelly Brogan, a holistic psychiatrist who teaches women how to get off psych meds and just use, you know, diet and this sort of thing. And I remember when she discovered German New Medicine, you know, and it was like the perfect thing for her practice. Because it is empowering. What does that mean? It's you're calling back your power to affect change. You're stepping out of the victim role. And yes, you have been a victim if you've been sexually abused, if you've been raped. That's one in three women all over the world. But then when you finally rise up and say, we're done, we are done, and I value this, I value my body, and so therefore I'm going to put in beautiful food, I'm going to stand on the earth, I am going to get sunlight, I'm going to maybe have a little garden, at least grow herbs, I'm part of the earth, and therefore I will be an inspiration to others, because I am. And here's the other thing that I believe: people like you have enormous light. Truth is light. And when we speak the truth, when we dare to have a platform where we're sending the truth out into the entire world, we literally become air purifiers. Our message goes out and it purifies. But let me be very clear: in someone who's holding a lot of darkness and victim consciousness, they can't stand it. So I want to be very clear that it doesn't mean everyone's going to love you.
I know. You too, I know it too.
Oh, at this point, I am right in the crosshairs of the mainstream. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to me, because after all these years, you know, I think to myself, there's no power there. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. In fact, why would anyone get their power from doing a character assassination on someone like me, who's done nothing but serve women and the feminine for decades. Why would you do that? What's you know, if you can't refute the principles and the science, what typically happens is they begin to do a character assassination, mm-hmm. you know? Because if you think about it, and the tenets of German New Medicine, okay, you are like this because of some trauma that changed your brain and your body, and you have the ability to heal this. Well, who can make a fortune on that? Mm-hmm. We have in medicine, Western medicine, as it's been practiced, and quite frankly, I think it's on its death. It's its death rattle at this point, because their goal is to get everyone on prescription medications from cradle to grave. And now in the United States, 54% of children have a chronic illness. 54% of children, and now we're just injecting them with more and more toxins, more and more poisons. And again, I don't know if this is happening in Germany, but I have been horrified in the United States that pregnant women, now it's the standard that pregnant women are given a flu shot and a DPT shot in the second trimester, and yet they're afraid of eating fish because of the mercury in the fish. It's like, please, please, have you looked at what's in that shot?
it's really strange. It's, I don't know. I don't have really words for it, but it's the big separation, the manipulation, the big separation. And so our work, it's so important. And that's what I always feel if I get some hard words from others or something. It's like, okay, our work is so important, and it's the pain of the people who comes out. Yes. So that's why I always say to me, okay, it's yours, not mine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Because, you know, Robert Fritchie, who runs the World Service Institute and teaches healing with divine love, he taught me that divine love is a toxin to toxic people. And he tells the story of being in a Qigong dojo. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy who was really abusive to the people learning, and especially children. And so Bob went in, and he's a Qigong master, and he just literally put his hand up to send divine love to this guy. And he literally fell into the back wall.
Whoa.
So we need to remember that our light, our love, our compassion is power. Mm-hmm. And if you are a toxic person and you are working for the dark forces, you won't like it. And so here's how I know we're winning, and the feminine and the earth is being reborn, and we have regenerative agriculture and all that. The mainstream media would not be spending so much time on the attack. Like, I mean, really, it's actually amusing to me, because as my friend Kevin Jenkins of the Urban Global Health Alliance, Kevin just says, you got to put on your God courage now. Your God courage. And last night we had a meeting at my house, and someone said, just send up your God rod. So I think that what you're about, what I'm about, is helping people have the courage to stand in their truth, to understand that everything is biosymbolic, and that right now the earth herself is going through a rebirth. And having attended so many births, physical births, mm-hmm. I understand midwifing a long, hard labor. Mm-hmm. And I would say we've been at about 9 centimeters for quite a while now, you know, which is the transition time when the woman wants to leave. It's like, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. But you're stuck. Yes. And it's almost time to push. It's almost time. Okay, good. We're almost there. Now you push.
Yeah. It's like winter and summertime right now. And the, yeah, but the green is coming. You feel it, you know it, and you need to go.
That's it. That's it. And we must remember the power of our imagination. I follow a spiritual teacher in England named Michelle Fielding. I love her work. Mm-hmm. She said, right now we're at 55% light on the planet in humanity. We need to get to 60%. That's not much. That's only 5%. And so we humans have the ability to do that with what we pay attention to, our thoughts, our emotions. So you go with what brings you joy, pleasure, sustainable pleasure. I'm not talking about drinking and, you know, too much chocolate cake. And we can easily reach the tipping point. Your neighbor might be 5%, you might be 100%, but if your neighbor has a revelatory dream, and like my group on Facebook, we would share our dreams, and many, many people were having the same kind of dreams that, you know, something wonderful is coming. Then a dream that you wake up from, you know, in the middle of the night, can increase your vibration. Or if we do those global meditations, I met a woman last night, a meteorologist. She follows the Schumann resonance, and the Schumann resonance is the electromagnetic field of the earth that is connected to human emotion. Mm-hmm. And she said the Schumann resonance is now off the charts. It's higher than it's ever been because we humans are bringing in more light. But please remember, mm-hmm. truth is light, and truth has been the enemy of darkness for centuries, centuries. And I think we're about to see the tipping point. And our imagination is very powerful. So we want to spend time every day, maybe listing five things right this very minute that you love about your life. One of the things that I love is that since last year, since March of 2020, I have met the global leaders of the new earth that's being born. And we've all found each other the way the real internet works. It's like this vibratory thing where like attracts like. So I'm on a mastermind with Andy Kaufman, who I had never met, you know, Tom Cowan, Sherry Tenpenny, Lee Dundas, a human rights lawyer out of Los Angeles, James Grundvig, an investigative reporter out of New York, who does deep dives into things that have been controlling humanity. But he also has a vaccine-injured nonverbal son who's 20. So he works with us in Millions Against Medical Mandates. Here's the way I see it. We all came to be here right now and to hold the sword of truth, but not to do it alone. I think we've had a lot of stuff on planet Earth where it was, you know, like one person. Mm-hmm. Now it's a whole light army of so many of us. Don't you feel that? You're meeting these people from all over the world that we never, ever would have met before. We'd do our little thing. I'd do my women's health stuff and the natural hormones and the herbs. And, you know, that's all great. I've done that work forever. But this is taking it to another level because we're birthing a new way of living together.